someone to love me. I need someone who needs me.
Son of Little Nas X, that's what I want. 28 minutes past 8 o'clock, PM Dawn in front of that one, looking through patient eyes. It's Monday the 14th of February 2022. You're on the morning show with Dave and Nogwanda. We've just been joined by Nick Getkate, our digital manager of note, who's been managing the digital growth of the station. So far, so good. We're looking fabulous. The weekend arrived in your inbox this weekend. If you didn't click it, if you didn't open it, well, you're the loser. And there's a brand new podcast which is about to break, featuring the very, very exciting and effervescent Carla Gailey. Carla Louise Gailey. How about that?
That's CLG. Exactly right.
Got it right. First time.
Hi, Dave.
Welcome both of you to the station again. And particularly, Carla, you're a brand newbie on air.
I am.
Nick's an old hand already. He was on air last week, so how lekker.
That was easy. It was fun.
Tell us about the podcast. We're very excited.
Oh, Dave, thanks for having me this morning. I'm super excited. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. And I think what a better way to kick off this Valentine's with my podcast. I'm so excited. Should I tell everyone the name?
Oh, please do.
Okay. So, drum roll, please. The podcast is called Straight Up Candid with CLG. And it is pretty much as descriptive as it is. It's going to be candid. It's straight up.
Is it sort of adult-only kind of content, or is it general?
I guess you could say that. I think it's a little bit more on the PG 16 to 18 side. We're going to be touching on some adult content. Tonight's content is a little bit more adult-like, so I don't think anyone under the age of 18 should be listening to this.
So that means, of course, you're going to have a huge listenership under the age of 18, because that's what happens. Brilliant.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And as a sort of idea, what does it cover?
So, in general, we're going to be talking about some seriously taboo topics, anything from love, relationships, dating, funny stories, sexual health, anything that's related to, I guess, us as human beings, sort of like trying to tap into our most authentic selves, and exploring just the sides of us that, you know, we're
and this is
doing
this is what people really are fascinated. People across the board, and I say this with respect. I mean, we've been publishing in Bolito for nearly 20 years, and the biggest response I've ever had to an article that we've run, the biggest response ever, and we've run some fairly hard-hitting pieces, including a murder in Zimbabwe back in the day, and that sort of thing, which you'd expect to get major traction. The one that got the biggest traction was the story about anal bleaching.
Sex sells.
I mean, I was about to say, like in marketing, sex does actually sell.
It 100% sells, and that's why we do this.
So this is why your topic is going to be really, really, I think, in terms of on trend and on target, that's the way. Nick, how do we measure these things?
What, with the podcast?
Yeah.
Mostly in listens and downloads.
Cool.
So you've got a back end that you can look
have access to like the Iona platform, and then that's what we'll upload from there, and then we can track downloads, listens, views, impressions from there, and then obviously we can share those links to anywhere. Also, they'll also upload to Spotify or Apple Music or the Google Podcasts. Well,
the podcast world has become really exciting. It's really exciting to hear, because listening on demand is huge globally. It's grown out of all proportion. A little bit like television.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Few people watch television. You know, and back in the day when a big show came on a Tuesday, like Dallas in the old days. Your grandparents will remember, and no one went out on a Tuesday. Restaurants closed.
Yeah, everyone would be like stuck to their TV screens
because you couldn't miss that show. There was no catch up. There was no. Mm-hmm. But now, of course, you watch when you want to. You listen when you want to, and podcasting is the bomb.
I mean, it's the future.
Well, it's already here. It's huge. And I mean, we stream our station globally on a digital platform, very, very strong, along with a raft of podcasts. So we're offering certainly the availability is there now. The content is what determines the success or the failure of the particular channel, or in this case, the particular podcast. So we're looking forward very much to watching your podcast on
Thanks,
our
Dave.
Platform grow.
I'm excited.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, gosh, I have an interesting story, I guess. I think everyone has an interesting story. So I've been in Bolito for, I think it's like 7 years now. So does that make me like an honorary Bolito villain?
A Bolito villain?
I call them a Bolito villain. Yeah. Bolito villain. So I've been here for about 7 years. I moved here from, originally from the Eastern Cape, but I moved here from Cape Town. I was studying in Cape Town, and I transferred over to Durbs to finish my studies here. And I guess I've kind of just fallen in love, well, I have. I mean, I've been here for a long time, but I just fell in love with sort of like the quintessential Bolito living, coastal town.
Bolito life has changed, and it's changed for the better. But the interesting thing that you've identified, we have a very strong link to Cape Town.
Yes.
And we actually are playing between those two platforms, Cape Town, Bolito. It's a link that was forged a couple of years back with the big New Year's Eve events where Bolito and Cape Town actually twinned and linked digitally, so you had two massive dance floors happening.
Yes.
But since then, it's become very, very apparent that people migrate to areas of interest, the international migration, as we know. But within South Africa, there are two places where people semigrate to in real sense. They back up and move whole families across to, used to be the Western Cape was top of the pops, but I believe that's changed. And I believe the Bolito region now is king of the castle.
It is. I mean, I believe that we have the fastest growing municipality. So, I mean, we have so many families moving here all the time.
Well, absolutely. And it just says, in terms of where you've positioned yourself, bang on. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Right? And so we're looking forward to a long and happy association.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
Now, the podcast breaks tonight at 8.
8 p.m.
Are you anticipating lots of excitement? And I presume you've got your nearest, because you've got quite a large network of followers. Eh?
I have a large network of friends and family and supporters. I don't have a massive following, but we'll get there. We'll get there one day. But I do have a really sort of quality group of people who are so excited for me and super supportive and are excited to just share it far and wide. And so please, guys, I need you to listen and share it and yeah, just shout it from the rooftops that it's live tonight.
We certainly are looking forward to, what's the name of it again?
Straight Up Candid with CLG.
Straight Up Candid. Okay. It's breaking for Valentine's night, so it's probably very...
appropriate.
Let's not get into that necessarily, but it is it's very exciting development, and we wish you huge success with that.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for believing in me.
We identify talent, and that's the name of the game always.
Amazing.
I'm sure Nick will agree to that. Content,
yes.
Because putting it up and getting the platform right and all that is vital. Content is what determines success.
I know. I think we've got some really interesting guests coming up. So I guess everyone's just going to have to follow this journey.
Well, as I say, we look forward to hugely the new podcast on the platform that is Life and Style. If you haven't downloaded the app, Radio Life and Style, it's available on the app stores for both iPhone and Android. And you can also go to it via our website as well. But it's a good idea to download the podcast, the app, so that you got it wherever you are, anytime, any place.
In the car, in the shower, anytime.
It's the way we roll. So there it is. Carla and Nick, thanks for joining me on the morning show.
Thanks, Dave.
For yet another episode of, Life in the Fast Lane. But talking about Life in the Fast Lane, here's John Mayer. It's the last train home.